There's only one family of we know of over here in the whole country. My great-grandfather, John Buck, came from, well, father back in that, I guess, came from England.
Uh-huh.
And he had two sons. One was William and the other was Hal, H-E-I-L. And the William he migrated up into Virginia and South Carolina up in there. And then he went on to Kentucky. And I think he had about, William Buck had about six, seven boys and one girl. And then, of course, my great-great-grandfather, John Elijah, was one of them, one of his boys. And John Elijah had about five or six, seven boys and one girl. And then his son was, Harmon. And Harmon seemed like he had more girls than he had boys. But actually, male is predominant in the time you see more men than there is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they scattered all over the United States. Mm-hmm. We have a reunion once a year.
Oh, that must be nice. Is it held here?
Yes, ma'am, at the camp. Oh. I started out there about 5 years ago.
And uh-huh.
We have wall-to-wall cousins out there. We have everywhere. We have a big barbecue and fish fry, something like that. And we have a 3-day, make 3 days of it.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's quite, I think all these come from everywhere. Some of them didn't, see, they're trying to, you know, since this roots started, I think everybody's trying to get, find out where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, well, I was interested even before roots. I
yeah, well, yeah, we were too, yes, we were too. But mm-hmm. In fact, I know quite a bit about the family, but I'm not writing a history of it. I have a cousin. He is a lawyer out in he's living in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Julian.
Mm-hmm.
They spell their name. We spell our.
Do they pronounce it the same?
They spell as. They spell as. We say.
Mm-hmm. Is it all the same family?
Yes,
how about your father's mother?
Well, mom, she was died of tuberculosis when my father was old boy. So
Do you know where she was born?
She was born. I don't know. I think she was born in St. Clair County, though. See, the whole, there's a lot of migrated from Tennessee, up around Dayton, Tennessee, and on down into, you've heard of Dayton, I know.
Yeah, were her ancestors from Tennessee then?
Well, yes, they were, but they came from Tennessee into Georgia. And I know, and then they came from Georgia on down into St. Clair County. There's a whole different settlement, where they intermarried with different people around there, which was...
Were they English, too, before coming to Tennessee?
Well, they were. The whole bunch of them, it must have been English, because although I noticed my wife went to Scotland and Ireland and England last year, and she brought back a Kith and Kin book, and there was a big in there, which were Scotch.
Mm-hmm.
And, So then I think then they have English and Scotch, and I think there's some in Ireland too. But anyway, the whole thing got. I know my ancestors came from England over here though.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much education your father's parents had?
No, they did not have very much education because they just.
What did they do for a living?
Farm, mostly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.